Judge authorizes killing of lawyer. Doctors might still be prosecuted. A Pretoria-based judge has authorized the mercy killing of a Cape Town-based lawyer. The lawyer's doctors might still be prosecuted. The life of a Siamese twin depended upon the killing of their sibling. In Great Britain, the courts were asked to authorize the slaying of the marked out sibling twin. The courts created something never attempted before in authorizing the killing. The judgment set out a judgment without precedent, a judgment that future cases could not reference as a binding authority. This is something the courts attempted. In an authorized legal murder of a little child, to save the life of an equally little child. The standing law in South Africa is that if you kill a person out of feelings of mercy to the victim, you are convicted of murder, but are given a minimal sentence. A Pretoria judge, Hans Fabricius, has authorized the euthanasia of a lawyer, 65-year-old advocate Robin Strantham Ford, who practices law in Cape Town. The judge attempted something similar to the British court, setting out that each future case must be decided on its merits. News report that the judgment set out that the doctors would neither be prosecuted, nor convicted, nor held civilly liable for their intentional killing of a cancer patient. Therein lies the problem. It is set out by our system of government that it is the role of the National Prosecuting Authority to decide whether to prosecute. The law, furthermore, states clearly through precedent that euthanasia is still murder. That is to say, no matter your motive, you may not intentionally kill another human being without justification. Cases where people have sought legal advice and acted in accordance with it while still breaking the law have found the violator of the law still guilty. Can a judge authorize a battered wife to kill her husband? Can it authorize a police team to assassinate a kidnapper or criminal? The problem with the judgment authorizing the killing of the lawyer is its shady quality. The real precedent, if it comes, will occur if the prosecutor decides to prosecute the doctors. Then the court will need to decide whether a judge can issue a death warrant by authorizing killings which oppose standard law. Furthermore, the facts are not at issue yet. The killing is not yet done. The judge might well have preempted an issue. And further, his decision could be viewed by courts as merely legal advice and thus not binding. One would have expected a Capetonian judge to adjudicate such a matter. Of note is that the judge in question is a Pretoria-based judge, and yet he is deciding on the fate of a Capetonian. Perhaps there is also an issue of physical territorial jurisdiction beyond that of basic concepts of jurisdiction. It would take a brave or reckless doctor to be willing to be the test case in this matter. Otherwise, we might find ourselves in a country where any odd member of the judiciary issues authorization for any number of usually illegal activities, from killings to burglary to any number of cases. An attempt to prejudge or authorize a series of events certainly may not stand the test of time. Ultimately, the real case is yet to come. It will likely follow on police sirens and the injection of a green substance resembling spa letter cream soda. Nothing in this article constitutes legal advice. Since the publication of the article in question on the 30th of April 2015, it has come to light that on the same day as the judgment was given, the lawyer whose euthanasia was authorized, Advocate Robin Stransom Ford, purportedly died of natural causes on the same day that judgment had been given.